This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Keep up to date with all the latest news and events at Dunedin Public Libraries by listening to The Library Mix, from the latest exhibitions and displays to our free film screenings and public talks. The Library Mix keeps you informed. Dunedin Public Libraries, online at dunedinlibraries.govt.nz and on the air with The Library Mix on Otago Access Radio.
Hi, my name's Rachel. I'm with you for the next half hour. I've got lots of information to impart about things happening at the library. It's Music Month this month, May, New Zealand Music Month. So we've got the Nook and Cranny Music Festival happening, and I've got digital workshops happening, CV help, all sorts of things, as well as lots of book groups. So we'll kick off with some music and then I'll get back.
Left home at 17, and in my heart this burning dream that I never really knew. The only way that I could see was headed out of that sleepy little town. I was looking for something, something I could hold in the palms of my hands, something I could hold in the palms of my hands. Bond Street Bridge low and wide, and in this city I will hide as long as I have to. I met Melissa in a Westie bar. We rolled a joint and smoked it in her car. Was all I could dream. It seemed I held the world in the palms of my hands. Seemed I held the world in the palms of my hands. All night 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 in the palms of my hands. The first time I met her, oh man, he was smoking up off a DB can, and he passed me the lighter. I took a hit, then it seemed I was closer than I'd ever been to holding that golden light in the palms of my hands. To holding that light in the palms of my hands. He said, my friend, I'll cut you in if you take my car down to Hamilton. It didn't seem too far to go. So down the motorway I went with 15 kilos under the seat, and eyes in the darkness of the night, and needles in the palms of my hands. Whoa, and needles in the palms of my hands. Finley Terrace State House, this guy was wired coming out with a sawn-off shotgun in his hand. The cops had watched the place for weeks. This guy was deprived of sleep, and when the shooting started, I felt the world slipping like water through the palms of my hands. Slipping like water through the palms of my hands. Now I'm sitting here in Perry, and this hunger inside of me is turning to lead. I know the only way they're gonna take me out of those prison gates is either crazy or dead, and close enough to touch but not quite close enough. Not close enough to hold in the palms of my hands. Close enough to hold in the palms of my hands.
Gold light in the palms of my hands. Gold light in the palms of my hands. Gold light in the palms of my hands. Gold light in the palms of my hands.
So that was a bit of a tale from Bill Morris, who's a local musician, mostly playing Dunedin musicians actually today. So just a reminder, you've still got time to get down to the library. The City Library closes at 4 o'clock Saturdays and Sundays, and the Port Chalmers Library will be open till 2 as well. So if you want to get down there, do that. We have got the Nook and Cranny Music Festival going on for the month of May. So you can look at the events on the website for what's happening there, but what's happening on the 29th, 30th and 31st is silence sessions. So join us at City Library to end Music Month with silence sessions. Stop by the City Library for the quietest event of the month, featuring performances from some of Dunedin's favourite homegrown talent. So that's going to be on the 29th of May at 1 o'clock on the ground floor, 30th of May, 6 o'clock on the first floor, and the 31st of May, 6 o'clock on the second floor in the team space. These are all free gigs, so that's cool. I'll run through those times again. 29th of May, 1 o'clock on the ground floor, 30th of May, 6 o'clock on the first floor, 31st of May, 6 o'clock in the teen space.
Party boy, everybody loves you while they do. Yeah, they really rely on you to pull the party through to the dawn. Fucking wild one, don't give the game away. But the party dried up yesterday. Party boy, I know there's a party boy that's terrified of the party boy. Party boy, I don't like you. I know you know you don't mean to be a party boy. If I find you, if I catch you sniffing around my pride and joy, I'm sorry boy, but you can party at the bottom of the sea.
Marlon Williams with Party Boy. Hope you enjoyed that. So I've got a couple of things to tell you. I've got CV workshops happening. So the kind of people from Otago Polytech students are going to be helping with this. It's running each Wednesday on the fourth floor of the City Library between 3:30 and 4:30. And I'm assured there will be sausage rolls to eat. So if you need any help making your CV, you should turn up there on the Wednesday CV workshop, fourth floor, City Library.
Until she hears music before it's even played, she thinks it's Uncle William singing in the shade. Wouldn't be a problem, shouldn't matter here. For several years. Oh me, oh my, what's become of Elsie since Uncle William died? Show her to his gravestone, hoping she would see. Darkness for the trees. Break it to her gently, I tell her that she's wrong. The part for his song. Oh me, oh my, what's become of Elsie since Uncle William died? And the music goes on. Above the ground. Oh me, oh my, what's become of Elsie since Uncle William died?
And that was Aunt Elsie. From our own Inga Andrews, Dunedin Pearson, another one. So we've got another new initiative at the library, being run by one of our librarians, Glenda. Do you have a passion for listening to music and want to share it with others? Drawing from the music in the library's collection of CDs, you're invited to choose a track to play and discuss what you love about it. From country to classical, blues to boogie, New Zealand to Nigeria, all are appreciated. So you do need to RSVP to the library website. So this, I'll just give you the number. I hope you got a pen. Give you a chance to get a pen. I'll just keep telling you about this. The numbers are limited to keep this conducive to sharing. So it's a CD appreciation club, really. The email is library, library, at dcc.govt.nz to RSVP if you're interested in the CD appreciation club. So it's going to be the third Thursday of each month, and the first one's kicking off on the 26th, and that's at 5:30 till 6:30, City Library, Moray Place, Dunedin.
Sometimes
So Broken Heartbreakers, another Dunedin band. It's very good. Don't ever think about leaving. Don't even think about leaving. So another thing we have on offer at the library, the City Library, and some of the community libraries as well, we're running Stepping Up classes. And the first one's 23rd of May that you could join up. It's called Intro to Tablets. This is computer basics, really. There's another one on Super Gold card use. And there's one on email, press reader display, digital NZ. There's a whole raft of them, actually. Google and the internet, if you're a beginner at this, these things. Check it out on the website, Stepping Up New Zealand. If you enter that into your browser, you should come up with it. And it'll come, if you click on Dunedin, it'll come up with all the classes that are available. We have daytime classes and some evening ones as well now. So go onto that website, check out what's there, and you can register on the website too. It's pretty good. Digital Steps is a free community-based digital literacy program that supports adults to build their digital skills in small, easy steps. So they run throughout the public libraries throughout New Zealand, and there are 40 altogether, but we provide the ones that are most relevant to our community. So as I said, we've got Computer Basics, Google Drive, Trade Me if you want to learn about that, and wait, there's more. Oh, also one on digital photos and intro to smartphones. So once again, check that out on the website and Stepping Up. That's what you need to go into.
Oh,
And that was Dominion Road, an oldie but a goodie. That was from Flock, the best of the Mutton Birds. So I just run through quickly all different things we've got happening for the teens in your life. So we've got the Anti-Drama Club for 12 to 19-year-olds who love improv, acting and all things dramatic. So this is for total beginners to pros and all those who want to spice up their skills, meet new people and flex their dramatic muscles. All characters welcome. So this is free, runs the second and third Saturday of each month from 2 till 3:30, and that's in the Dunningham Suite at the fourth floor of the City Library. So we've also got the crossover graphic novel book club for teens. This one meets on the third Thursday of each month, including the school holidays. It's for years 9 to 13. Teens choose the themes and be the first to see the latest books plus fun activities and free stuff. RSVP essential as spaces are limited, so that's library@dcc.govt.nz. These are free. That's on floor 2, the Teen Space Library. You can always listen to a podcast of this if you didn't catch any of those details. But that's all from me today. Till next time.
Keep up to date with all the latest news and events at Dunedin Public Libraries by listening to The Library Mix, from the latest exhibitions and displays to our free film screenings and public talks. The Library Mix keeps you informed. Dunedin Public Libraries, online at dunedinlibraries.govt.nz and on the air with The Library Mix on Otago Access Radio.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.